Millions and millions of years ago, when I was being confirmed, I was living with my family on the south side of Chicago. And it was one of those neighborhoods with the little bungalows. If you're familiar with Chicago, you could reach out your window and turn the sink off in the house next door. Everybody worried a lot about their grass. It was a very safe world. Anybody's parents could and did yell at you. But there was something in those days that really was true. There were a lot of fist fights among the boys in the neighborhood. Nobody called lawyers. Parents pretty much kept out of it. But there were neighborhood bullies. I regularly would come home with a bloody nose or a black eye. My mother was very kind, washed me off. My dad would look at me kind of disgruntledly and said, "Danny, you either have to learn to keep your big mouth shut, run faster, or fight dirtier." So you could, going outdoors in a safe neighborhood, get slapped on your own block. But actually, in those days, there was a fair amount of corporal punishment at home. Parents didn't hesitate to use nonverbal communication to make a point. I could run pretty fast, but my mother sometimes could run even faster. So if I smarted off, you could get slapped at home. And there was another place you could get slapped. At school. If you tied somebody's pigtails together behind her head, sister sometimes found that unacceptable and would not hesitate to give you a slap across the face. And it wasn't just in the Catholic schools. In the public schools in those days, students were often sent down to the principal to be paddled if they got out of line. So you could be slapped in the neighborhood. You could be slapped at home. You could be slapped at school. But there was another place you were slapped. Only the older Catholics will remember this. That was at the sacrament of confirmation. I may bring it back this afternoon. It took place in the ceremony. Right after the prayer of confirmation and the anointing, the bishop gave a slap to the confirmant. Now, my cousins, my age, were confirmed about a week before I was in the neighboring parish. And they filled me with all sorts of stories. Oh my gosh, the bishop broke a jaw last week. So I was kind of steeling myself. Then the bishop came by and said in Latin, "Peace be with you, pax tecum," and gave this little gentle tap on my cheek. I was disappointed. But there actually was a reason for that ceremonial slap. At confirmation, you are standing up before the church, before the world, and saying you will live for Jesus Christ. You will be guided by the Holy Spirit, and you are ready to even suffer for your faith. That there are things worth living for strongly, and even if that should ever happen, dying for. And the gospel is one of them. We all need the Spirit of God to guide our Christian life. We all need wisdom, counsel, fortitude, knowledge, piety, and reverence and awe before the Lord. We need the power of the Holy Spirit to guide us. I know right now there are times in your lives you don't know what to do. I sure don't. That's the moment to say, "Come, Holy Spirit. Come and guide me. Teach me what's right and what's wrong. Set me in the right direction." We all know we were put on this earth to do certain things. Every one of you has unique gifts. You were put here to accomplish something, and if you don't step up to the bat, it won't happen. So ask the Holy Spirit to give you your vocation, to guide you in your choices, to make you a true member of the body of Christ. The Lord's hands, heart, tongue, the one who comforts people in trouble, who makes enemies into friends, who visit the sick, who help rather than hurt. And we all know we all fail. Only our Blessed Mother, predestined by grace, was without sin. The Scriptures say the just fail daily. It isn't the failing that's so surprising. If you fall down, we need to get up. So ask the Holy Spirit, help me. Help me to change my life. Help me to stop doing those stupid things that only make me unhappy and do more and more of the good things that fill my life with wonder and joy and meaning. I always, to be honest, enjoy confirmations. People ask me, can you stand it all those day after day goes on all year long? And the truth is, I love it. I love to be in an assembly of Catholic believers. I love to meet young Catholics. I love to be praying together. I love wearing this outward sign of red because the Holy Spirit should set our church on fire with love. So yes, I enjoy confirmation, but for another reason. It is an opportunity for me to renew the gifts of the Holy Spirit, to promise the Lord as I'm standing at the front door getting to march down the aisle that I am going to live more and more for you. I am going to surrender the guidance of this diocese to the one who owns it, the Lord. I need the Holy Spirit to teach and guide me. And I know every other older Catholic in this cathedral should know the same thing. The sponsors here are promising to walk with these young people all the days of their life, to show by example how important it is to be a Catholic Christian, how essential it is to be faithful to the Mass and the sacraments, and how good it is to be filled with the Holy Spirit. The grandparents and parents have loved you guys all your lives from the moment they knew you were coming. They pray for you. They care for you. They make sure you get your inoculations and your teeth are fixed. But they have another responsibility that has to do not with your life on earth, but with your eternal salvation. So as St. Francis once said wisely, teach always, but sometimes use words. Parents must guide their children by their example of living for the Lord. One day, Jesus promised us that we would be gathered around God, our Father's table. All those generations ahead of us, all those generations that will follow us, the Blessed Virgin Mary, good Saint Joseph, all those saints in the stained glass windows, all of us will be at a banquet that is so good and wonderful, so filled with bliss and beatitude, we have no workable words to adequately describe it, but we get a taste of it in the Mass. So let us pray that all the gifts of the Holy Spirit might come upon these young believers, and all those gifts of the Holy Spirit might be renewed in our hearts and lives, and that what we do here together guides us to what we will do forever and ever. And once again, I'd like to ask those who are to be confirmed to please stand. And before you are confirmed, I have some questions to put to you. And the very first one is, do you reject Satan and all his works and all his lies and empty promises? And it's not enough to say what you reject. I want this assembly and the whole world to hear what is it that you believe. Do you believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth? Do you believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was born of the Virgin Mary, was crucified, died, and was buried, rose from the dead, and is now seated at the right hand of the Father? Do you believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who came upon the apostles at Pentecost, and today is given to you sacramentally in confirmation? Do you believe in the